trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
Welcome to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The weekly broadcast and podcast is all about the people and their cars, places and events that put the style in their automotive life. And now, putting the style into your automotive life, here are Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
Well, guys, welcome back. It's that time. It's The Finish Line. Woo-hoo. It's been a few weeks, right?
It's been a couple.
Couple?
Yeah.
Couple few.
Love it. Couple few. Well, you know, we're always happy, and we're happy that we're back. Hopefully, you guys are happy that we're back. Let's do a roll call real quick. Sitting across from me is the talented and lovely Ashley. What's up, girl?
Hello.
How'd your vacation break go?
Did I have a vacation break?
I don't think I did.
Not all of us had the luxury to go to California, Randy.
Whoa. Look, I chose not to have kids, okay?
Right.
So, but fair that enough. Makes, I'm sure it makes your Christmas very special.
It does. It does. It's a lot of work, too. But.
I bet. How the kids, they like their Christmas? I mean,
loved it. They said it's the, every year, though, they say it's the best one ever. So.
Well, it's because you're a great mom.
You know? Thank you.
So, good for you.
I like that.
To my left,
what up?
Is Matt. What up, dog?
What up?
How was your vacation?
It was cool. I stayed here, froze my butt off, but had a good time with the kids.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man, so what was the weather like here?
It was horrible. It was cold. It was windy. And then I kept thinking about you and the sun. Yeah. I was like that. You know, that guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, originally I was going east. I was going to go to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and then. Mama Dukes. My kids, they don't love me. You know, mom played this super, laid it down as thick as, like, yeah, molasses, you know?
That's what we do.
Yeah, she made me feel so bad that I was like, and she knew about this, like, 6 months ago. I was like, hey, we're not coming to California for Christmas. We're going to Tennessee. But anyways.
Aren't you glad you went to California, though?
Heck yeah.
Dude.
I'd show you my tan line, but I don't want to.
You suck.
You know, rub it in.
Too much, you know?
Thank you.
So, no, California was great. We drove. I think we talked about that.
Yep.
Can I tell you how badass our ceramic coating is and how good I look showing up to California in a clean car?
Tell me.
Dude, we showed up, and I'm not kidding you. We drove. I think I washed the Jeep 2 or 3 days before we left. Then we drove all the way there, and I think we pulled in to get something. I don't know. Oh, beer, because we can enjoy buying. Well, now we can buy beer here at gas stations.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's been a normal thing in California. So I pulled in. Guy's like, man, that Jeep looks really, really wicked. And I'm like, yeah, I just drove like 1,000 miles.
You know you're in California when they say wicked.
Right?
Yep. Anyways, waited like 2 days, ran it through a touchless wash, looked like it was detailed. So, hoorah on the... ceramic coatings.
Good stuff.
Very cool.
Let's see, guys. It is Wednesday. It's the first full week of everybody being back at work, so you're welcome. You know? I know we came back halfway through. I know our listeners, I know there's people that had some days off. I mean, kids are going back to school this week.
Thank
that is true.
God.
That is true.
Right?
Ooh, Wednesday can't... Oh, it's
can't
yes.
come quick enough?
It is Wednesday. It is Wednesday. That's true.
Yeah.
Exciting.
So, God, so much to talk about in such a little amount of time. This show, we're going to do an in-depth about clear bra and paint protection film.
Right on.
We'll get into that in our second segment.
Segments to come.
Yes, the segments to come. Funny story, you know. With
do
all,
tell.
Ha-ha.
Funny how. So we were about, I want to say, halfway to California. And, you know, these Colorado plates, they can be kind of bothersome to other states that aren't marijuana friendly.
Okay.
Because if you have Colorado plates, all of a sudden
you're a stoner.
You're a kingpin.
There you go.
Let me guess, you're in Utah.
You bet. You got it. Well, was it Utah? Because
it had to have been Utah.
I can't remember where we were. We pulled off. It was tiring. You know, we were like, oh, let's get some coffee. And so we pulled over. I let the dog out. Next thing you know, I got like 3 cops on me.
Oh.
And, you know, they pull up on me, and I'm like, I'm looking at them. I'm like, can I help you? Well, what are you guys doing? Because we were in, like, a dirt field. You know, I wanted a place for my dog to...
Take a poop.
defecate, yeah.
Take a poopy.
And, dude, all of a sudden there, I've got three cops on me. I'm like, do you think, seriously, this is what I asked the cop? I'm going to California. Well, you carrying any marijuana? And I'm like, why would I do that?
It's legal there. You can get it there.
Yeah, dude, I'm not going to. And I know how. Look it. You guys are obviously taking time out of your day to recognize that I have a Colorado plate. You know, I'm like, do you have a supervisor or someone I can talk to about your profiling tactics? Because I don't know what law I broke.
Ooh, what'd they say?
No, sir. Have a nice day. You know what I mean? But I was
well
like,
played.
Well, yeah, dude. Come on.
I know.
Not one, but three.
Yeah, but if you would have gotten into the cooler, we had a lot of edibles.
Besides the point.
Yeah, but I like chocolate.
So they were on point with the profiling, but they shouldn't have profiled.
Yeah, but see.
Just saying.
Well, you know, medical and, you know, some of us need it for our nerves.
Medicinal purposes.
Yeah, that's what it's designed and intended for. But let's Absolutely. Leave that topic alone. But that's, thank you. I want to thank the Utah State Patrol for taking such good care of these Coloradians that leave state going.
Maybe they were just admiring your Jeep.
It was pretty clean.
And the clear bra.
Was it pretty clean?
It was pretty clean.
See? Yeah. You just never know.
No. Yeah.
Until they said marijuana. Then you knew.
Yeah, then I was like, dude, back off, Jack. You know what I mean? Like, that just frustrates and infuriates me. So can't wait till all that stuff just levels out and prohibition on that's over with and people can be people.
But your trip was good?
What kind of trip are you talking about, man?
No, all out of plates.
Everything was uneventful. I mean, a long drive, you know, and I since...
Yeah, it's like a good 17 hours, isn't it?
Depends on who's driving, what route you go.
Oh, it depends on where you're at. So where you're at is probably, what, 15 to 16?
Yeah, because we're in north. We're like Fallbrook is where my mom lives, right off the 15. So yeah. It's kind of in between San Diego and LA, or you know.
Yeah, so. I think it takes me 22 hours to get to the central.
That's because nobody likes to live in the central. I mean, dude, there's not even a straight shot there. You have to go coastal up or down one way or the other.
True.
So, anyways,
but
I love home.
Well, goodbye. You don't let us hold you back. Don't let the good door hit you with the good Lord split you. You know what I mean?
Stop teasing me.
But yeah, that was kind of our trip. And, you know, I joke about not having kids, but anyone that's been to In-N-Out Auto Salon has seen my pup. And that is my child. You know, if it was a lot more easier for animals to fly with you, we would have just flown and been there 2.5 hours. But, you know, thing is A, I don't want to leave my dog with some the people that work at the airport because, you know, those guys aren't, you know, I see all those videos on them disregarding your luggage. And, you know, it's the last thing I can see him throwing my dog and be like, you know, just, you know. That's so horrible. We decided to try.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I like my four-legged fur baby better than I do my kids. So it's okay.
Because they don't talk back.
They don't talk back.
They're easier
to
maintain.
They're always cuddly, lovey. They're not picky on what they eat.
But eventually your children get out of the diapers and can use the toilet. Whereas your dog, you have to pick up his poop for his entire life.
That's true. That is true.
You know, that's like I saw that little joke of that little cat, and it's a little cat looking up to a pharaoh, and you know the from the Egyptian cats.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Egyptian cat's like, so how's life? Says, well, they feed me, I poop in a box, they clean up,
and life's good.
That pharaoh cat says, well done. You know, like, so animals know how to get it. You know. Well, guys, remember we're doing paint protection film, so I want you guys to come back. Get that. We're going to be giving away money as we always do. Ashley, take us out on segment one, yeah?
You got it. You're listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Brought to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with 365 Grand Club and sponsored by American Battery, Havana Grill, Pikes Peak International Raceway, and Alpine Motors. And we'll be right back.
And we're back. I am so excited to be back. You guys are listening to The Finish Line on KRDO News Radio 105.5. This is awesome.
I think we're excited they let us back.
Yeah. You know, I know when we're doing Thank good you. Is when we hit the button that's locked at the front door and you hear it click and it's right. like, eh, and we open, we're like, we still got a radio show.
Yep. We're in.
So thank you guys, listeners, for sticking with us through the break.
Absolutely.
Saw quite a few downloads, which is rad. And then when I was back home, all of my sisters are like, hey, where's your show? I'm like, I'm here. I can't do both.
You got me live.
I'm right here. Yay. And then another one of my buddies is like, dude, you know, like ride my bike, listen to your guys' podcast, but it's like all replays. I'm like, that's good.
That means you've listened to all of them.
I mean, yeah, if you're able to listen, be like, that was like from week 3. Yes, that means you've been listening since the beginning.
Awesome.
We applaud you.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm surprised I don't have to pay people to listen. You know what I mean? Wait a minute. So we're going to get into Ashley's news real quick. What do we got?
Well,
you going to back that truck up?
I'm going to back that truck up. Okay. Major news this week. Ford Motor is recalling nearly 2 million pickup trucks to fix a seatbelt defect that could trigger vehicle fires. Oof. The recall affects the crown jewel of Ford's lineup, the F-150 pickup. The F-Series lineup is the best-selling vehicle model in the U.S.
Ever. Just saying.
The move came after the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration launched an investigation into the matter in early August after receiving reports of 5 fires due to the defect, including 3 that engulfed and destroyed the vehicle.
Good Lord.
The company said it had identified at least 23 reports of smoke or fire, but no injuries or accidents connected to the defects.
Mm, that's horrible.
So the recall covers the 2015 to 2018 model year Ford F-150, made from March 12, 2014 through August 23, 2018.
Randy, what year is your truck?
It's older.
Okay, never mind. Disregard.
Ford said the defect involves front seat belt pretensioners that can generate excessive sparks when they deploy.
So you know what that is?
No.
Go ahead. Oh, you're done?
When sufficient sparks are present, gas is exhausted inside the lower portion of the B pillar by the pretensioners. I'm having a hard time with that word. May ignite. Ford said in a statement, if this gas ignites, components behind the B pillar, such as insulation and carpet, may subsequently catch fire.
Okay.
The recall is expected to cost Ford about $140 million,
wow,
according to the public filing.
And that's according to USA Today.
Yes.
Okay.
That sucks.
Yeah. But this isn't just Ford.
What's a pretensioner? Can we start with that?
I'm glad that you asked.
It's in a Ford?
So
that word I struggled so hard to say twice.
So what they're talking about is when any kind of automobile gets into an accident, you know how you pull your seatbelt out too fast and it locks up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So inside there's a little charge and it's got gunpowder in there. So when you get into an accident, that automatically ignites and it stops and locks the seatbelt right where it's at. So if you get into an accident and you don't have your seatbelt on and it wasn't on, you're not going to get it out to put it on. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Because there's a little pretensioner, that's what that thing does. It explodes in there with a little depth charge and locks that whole unit up.
So, like, how much gunpowder is in there?
I mean,
because my kids lock that thing up on a daily, just driving down the road.
It's not
going to
be.
How does it continue to keep locking?
Well, and that's in case, like, you know, you hit it. You know, it's designed so, like, when you hit a bump, it's going to lock up.
Yeah.
You know, so when you get into an accident, I know you're laughing at me, Matt.
Well, you're tricking over there.
It's the visuals. It's the visuals.
I wish you guys could see this right now.
So, like, when you get into an accident, there are sensors on the front bumper. That you know, these are smarter cars than, say, when our parents drove. And if you get into an accident and in a head-on collision at a certain speed, the airbags deploy. Not all of them, but, say, just the front two, the front that are in your dash or that's going to be in your steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And then that pretensioner one will lock up as well. And that's just to keep you safe, secured, in case you start flipping. Because if you flip and it leaves a little bit of slack, it can open up, and now you're going to get ejected from the vehicle.
Yeah.
So any kind of accident on a you know, it's going to... I don't know how to explain it because I've only broken one open once just to see. Well, not that I got into an accident and I was trying to fix my seatbelt or anything.
I was buckled.
But once those things go off, they're absolutely done. You have to get a whole new seatbelt unit.
Okay.
So what they're saying is because it's in the B pillar, so you have pillars on your vehicle. So where your windshield goes down, there's that slant piece. That's mm-hmm. your A pillar. Your B pillar is going to be like where your left shoulder is, where you pull your seatbelt over, right? Your C pillar is going to be the next... I guess pillar.
Yeah.
In yours, Ashley, you have a D pillar, right? Because you have the hatch that goes up.
Oh, got it.
Stop it. but you know, and so on. You can go H, I, you know, depending on if you have a limo or anything like that. But yeah, so those little charges, because they're behind the plastic piece right there, and they can catch that carpet and under there catch a fire.
That makes sense.
So
you know a lot about Fords, man.
It's just, what are you talking about? This is in your Chevy. This is in GM. This
yeah,
is
but
in
my truck's not getting recalled.
Well, because your truck's over 10 years old. It doesn't have the brains.
And it's still awesome.
Oh, I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just saying that. You know what I mean? And which, by the way, your truck does have one of those pretensioners in it. I don't know the year, but I'm going to assume that it's somewhere around the 92 ROM.
Where they actually started doing that?
Well, 1992 is when they put the third brake light in. So the brake light that's above that back window, that's 92 and above. And they did that so that people behind the car behind you can see you brake. So in 92, a lot of safeties started, you know, the way they started doing their safety features started coming out. And if you must know, since you're talking trash about my Ford.
I didn't say anything bad.
When Ford bought Volvo, Range Rover, and Jaguar.
Gotcha.
And they sold it for a loss, everybody thought Ford was crazy. When all they really did was they took the safety features from Volvo, they took the design feature from Jaguar, and they took the intellectual properties from Range Rover.
And added it into their own vehicles?
Well, you see the Expeditions, how they look like a Range Rover?
Yes.
They actually do.
The front end of a Ford.
They look good.
Yeah. And then Range Rover had to change their design and make it look like it got pinched in the back.
Yeah, now it's ugly.
So the front end of the Fusion, not that it matters because the Fusion's going bye-bye, but the front end of the Fusion has that little, like the air breather on the very bottom. That's going to be the same front end of like a Jaguar. When everyone said, oh, Ford took, they took a loss.
I find that a little ingenious, actually.
Ford was very smart. And so Ford cut in all their sedan lines. And I told you guys. That everyone else is going to follow suit, and guess what happened? We reported before we left.
Quit yelling at me.
Chevy is cutting all of
their sedans.
You know what I mean? So, and you want to talk trash about the F-150, it's okay. For 41 straight years, it's still the number one selling truck in America.
Merca.
And if you really wanted to get into like the history of everything, the Dodge brothers worked for Ford for 20-something years before they created Dodge. So, again, you can go...
Which was a mistake.
What?
Anyways, I'm not going to get into that. So what were you talking about originally?
Well, hold on.
I'm so lost.
Hold on, because now you got me going on this. Now you got
Darn it.
So, you know, the way Henry Ford came up with combustible motor was he went in there and he said, hey, like, he went to his engineers and he said, listen, I want an 8-cylinder combustible motor. The engineers that said it couldn't be done, he fired on the spot. Called in the next round of engineers and said, I want an 8-cylinder combustible motor. And they said, we'll create one for you.
Stick around.
And that's how that started.
Done.
Then the Dodge brothers went on and said, we know what we're doing. As with me, when you come to my shop, I teach and train somebody what they're doing. And then they run out and think that they're going to be a competitor against me.
And go open up their own little tent.
Yeah. But dude, out of 20 years, I starved for the last 17. You just don't do it overnight. So anyways, yada, yada, yada.
So what are we talking about?
Well, got me all fired up.
I could tell.
I know.
Ashley's news is taking a whole segment.
Seriously.
I'm not even going to get started on the paint protection film because there's going to be pointless.
We'll talk about it later.
We can talk about it next segment.
Yeah, forget about it.
I'll tell you something fun that the kids and I kind of did this over their break.
Talk to me, Goose.
Christmas break. So their new thing is driving down the road, trying to figure out what the car symbols on the back of the cars. You know, like the little T for Toyota or the little H for Hyundai or the stars for the Subaru. So they love driving down the road right now. They're like, Mom, Subaru, right?
Sweet.
Mercedes.
Nice.
And they keep calling it out. So now my youngest, my 8-year-old, has decided that she wants a Tesla.
Nice.
Well, there you go.
Like, good for you.
You know, I love.
Go be a doctor.
I love that child. They're not. Don't be. They're not that expensive.
No, you can get one for like $70,000, I think.
Not
right?
Even, dude.
Base?
No.
Less?
Yeah.
No, I don't know about all that.
They're rolling them out so fast now.
You see them everywhere. They just popped up out of the last 6 months.
You can get like the Model 3, I think, an 18 starting at about 46.
Who wants to get that
one,
though?
Those things are badass.
But they're not as cool as the $70,000 one.
Truly are.
Especially badass if you could fall asleep at the wheel driving down the highway in California.
Yeah, that's a bad idea in general.
We already
and it drives
that.
Itself.
Wake me up in the hospital.
Right. That was Ashley's news weeks ago. Old news.
Yeah. No, we in fact just got done finishing up a Tesla Model 3. In fact.
The blue one?
Yes.
Oh, it's nice.
I know. Matt came in. He's like, dude, that car is screaming. I'm like, yeah, it's got a 5-year coating on it.
I don't think I use screaming.
No, you used
words. Did you use wicked?
I think I said maybe badass or something.
No. It was, you said a word that rhymed with middies.
I did.
You know,
this is true.
Like your gloves and your mitts.
We'll go with it looked sick.
Yes, it was okay. Super, super nice. But yeah, we did 35%, 35% window film all the way around, expel. And then we did a 5-year coating on it. And that thing is smoking rad.
It is very nice. The blue pops.
I think the headline that I put, oh, because we are giving away things. If you guys go to In-N-Out Auto Salon on Facebook, you'll see the savings right there. There's $100 and $200 that we're giving away, but you got to go like the video or actually read in there because there's the money.
And share it. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
If you're there, might as well share it.
Tell you what, anyone that goes on InAndOutAutoSalon.com and shares the post of the last Tesla that we did, it's posted on Monday.
Uh-oh.
Which would be, Monday would be the 7th. If you share that video, I will raffle off $100 cash to anybody that shares that post.
Yeah.
You already shared it. You
don't, okay, we'll be busy excluded. Here for a minute, Randy.
Ashley, share it.
I'll share it.
data and text messages may apply. I'm going to put that. I don't want to get a bill from anybody. They win the raffle, and then they send me a bill saying, well, you know. Because, you know, you hear people all the time still saying, data messages and text rate apply. I thought they did away with that like 15 years ago. Doesn't it all text and data?
Unlimited.
I don't know. I get so many bills, I just start paying. I don't even look what it's for anymore.
Sweet. What's your address? I'll send you an invoice for the show. All right, guys. When we come back, we are going to talk about paint protective film because we haven't really gotten into a depth on that. Ashley.
You are listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Brought to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon, partnership with 365 Grand Club and Properties, and sponsored by American Battery, Havana Grill, Pikes Peak International Raceway, and Alpine Motors. And we'll talk to y'all later.
Deal with Aquaman. Could he go on the land, or was he just restricted to wood?
I think I saw him on land a couple times.
What's up with that? That's us, guys. We're at the finish line, and we are going to... It's funny, because we're sitting here, Ashley, Matt, and myself.
Ram.
The Ram group, and Bob... Guys, I got to ask you a question. What's up with that? You know, and so we're going to start a segment, because it makes perfect sense. His question was... is what's up with that? The headlights, because we all kind of were in agreement that even I saw it driving to California. The question is what's up with that? Have you noticed driving around about the headlights?
Yes.
You have. That they're either super bright.
Super bright.
Matt.
Or they're even
brighter.
Yeah, brighter.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't really apply because you still have that big old lifted truck of yours.
Yeah, but high beams are high beams and they suck.
As someone who just put brand new LEDs in their truck last week.
It's payback time. Check out my high beams.
I'm going to get you, sucker. You know what I mean? So, you know, and I think a lot of it, there's a couple, I think, that, in my opinion, there's a couple reasons. One, people are converting over to LED or HID. Because I think your exact words are, bro, you got to go with nothing else but LED.
Dude, LED is the way to go, man. Even over HID, especially for the price.
Yeah.
Tell us why.
They're killer, man. So they're so crystal clear and bright. Although I did put like crystal clear like head lenses on it too, so it's even brighter.
So a magnifying glass.
Yeah, exactly.
If I didn't piss you off enough already, here's a magnifying glass.
Oh yeah, man. Flicker at me and we'll see how it goes down.
Yeah. I'm running low beams right now, B.
So HIDs are expensive, right?
Yeah, I was HID
is a high
intensity
or intense definition type light. If that's not how it's supposed to be said, then Randy, look it up for me so I can correct myself.
High intensity discharge. Sounds like one of my sisters had a bad week.
High intensity discharge.
I mean, so, okay, so the lights are bright.
So the HIDs are bright, and they're good, but they're expensive, and it's still a bulb. LEDs is not really a bulb. It's like a strip on the side. What are you guys laughing at?
So the strip on the side.
I've lost this. Okay.
No.
So the HIDs is a bulb. Bulbs can go out. I don't even want to finish.
The bulbs can go out because they can burn out. They actually have a filament in there.
Exactly. And the LEDs, they last a lot longer, and they're a quarter of the price. I think I paid $50 for high and low beams and fog lights. All
so
LED.
Is the HID then still bright like the LEDs?
It's not as
bright. Are they
bright.
More yellow like the normal?
No. So you still get that hyper white, almost like a tint of blue.
Yeah.
Which is that bright. You can get those from HID. LEDs just a tad brighter.
It's a light emitting diode. It's a semiconductor. That's what LEDs.
Yeah. It's more brighter.
More brighter.
More brighter, more better.
Wow.
So for the price, I went with LEDs because I never tried them, and I think they're awesome.
They're super bright.
They're really bright.
So the two, there's people either converting over to that, or B, their lights might be having a haze, some sort of a haze to them, right? So they're running a high beam because the yellow film that's in front of them. So you can always come to In-N-Out Auto Salon, and we can do a headlight restoration and preserve that light bulb and give you longer life.
Bring it back to freshly new?
Yes, with a warranty, lifetime warranty, that's not going to haze back up. You know, there's nothing more furious than to see a oil change place advertise headlight restoration. And I'm like, dude,
you guys
change oil. And I can tell you how many people have come to my shop. Well, I had my lights done last summer, and man, this is getting frustrating. Well, don't go to an oil place to get your headlights restored.
Right? You don't go to like a seafood restaurant and order a steak.
Right.
Like go to a seafood restaurant and order seafood.
Yes.
This is true.
But now, in all fairness, sometimes steak can be seafood.
Well, yes, but you got my
if you get like a steak and shrimp.
Hey, I can eat that. Ooh, if I see that.
Don't go to an Italian restaurant and order a steak. How about that?
Okay.
I'll go with that, too. Yeah, because they're mostly pastas.
Gosh, tough crowd in here today, guys.
Hey, it's the finish line. We expect.
Right?
All right, guys, car buyer, meet car protection. I'm going to give you guys a basic rundown and introduction to automotive paint protection film. This is that clear film that goes over your vehicle that protects against your rock chips.
The bra?
Yeah, the bra, if you will.
Can you tell us what that bra does for your car?
Yeah, totally. A little bit there.
I don't know about those kind of bras.
Well, let me explain, because I know a lot about bras. They go by many different terms, and we're not talking about the straps and all that stuff. This is either clear bra, clear mask. There's many different names. Invisible shield, a clear wrap. You know how you go buy a car to dealership, rock chip protection, car scratch film, etc. But for all sakes of us talking about this, we're going to go just stick to the PPF, which is known as paint protective film, and clear bra. We're going to use those moving forward. We all on board with that?
On it.
Cool. See-through bra, got it.
Yeah, a clear bra. And we'll just leave that at that, Matt. So basically, the whole point of it is just to make your car look better for longer. That's it. There's nothing else about it. It's a clear, invisible film, and it gives you good defense. That's going to protect against the rocks, you know, rocks from the road and everything like that. It's got a high impact resistant. So I know you guys have been driving down the road. You'll hear it go, stink. That's probably taking some paint off of your hood, your bumper, et cetera.
Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say in my opinion, it's probably the most powerful protection that you can put on there.
No kidding.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you could do like Plasti Dip or you can do a ceramic coating, but neither one of those are going to protect against rock chips.
Did you say how long those last? I mean, like, do you have to replace those a lot?
The film?
Yeah.
We use Expel, and Expel has a 10-year warranty on it.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah.
And so warranty for discoloration, stuff like that. But, I mean, are you going to need to replace it before then?
No, but I've seen a lot of cheap film out there. Because, again, remember we were just talking about, like, an oil
place
change to do your headlight restoration?
Yeah.
I hear, like, stereo installation places. Clear bra, $199. Like, dude, you guys do stereos. You know what I mean? So In-N-Out's not gonna, you know, promote, you know, hey, get your windows 10-year and we're gonna do a stereo install in an automotive, you know, you can start your car. That's not our realm. You know, we don't specialize in that.
Might not be a bad idea though.
Not interested.
Okay.
Stick with what you do because you do it well.
That's right. You know?
You know?
But there is no one stop shop to perfect, you know, to protect against everything. A clear bra is going to do a really, really, really good job on it, but it's going to be so hard for rocks to puncture a clear bra. But you got to keep in mind, no matter what, even if you get a ceramic coating, that if like bird poop or bug splatter, they sit on there for a long time, those both have a lot of acid in them. Yep. So they're going to etch in there. So if you're just thinking you're going to slap a clear bra on your car and not wash it and it's the be-all, end-all, you're mistaken. So I want to let you know, you still have to maintain and clean your car, right? This is only going to protect about the rock.
Hard water stains, too. Those get me all the time.
Well, yeah, you have to dry. You know, after you wash it, you got to dry it, stuff
totally.
Like that.
Yep.
And there's different zones you can protect, you know, like 18 inches on the hood, the fender tip. I think dealerships do about 12 inches. And then that car stereo install, dentist, you know, $299 install.
Just under
we got the dentist in the back and the optometrist.
Whiten your teeth.
Whiten your teeth and clear bra starting at $199. They're probably only talking about the very bare minimum, right? Like your hood.
Yep.
Not your fender tips or anything like that.
Can you do your mirrors too?
We recommend any front impact zones. So anything facing the front of the road, especially on low profile vehicles. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about your Porsches, your Corvettes, your Teslas, which, by the way, thank you all the Tesla owners that have come through In-N-Out.
You've had a lot.
I think we've done almost 2 dozen in less than a month and a half.
Wow.
And they look awesome, too.
Yeah, those guys know how to band together because that right? One shows their friend comes in, shows their friend comes in. So we have done a lot of Teslas in the last 2 months.
There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at on that.
Okay. All right. So let's see, paint protection, clear ball.
Yeah, so let me give you kind of a
Where did it all come from?
Give you kind of a backstory a little bit about it. Because this is actually kind of cool. Only because I like talking about stories about like how super glue was an accident. Seriously.
I didn't know that.
Super glue was an accident. Super glue was designed, I digress, let me jump off topic again. So super glue used to be during the war. So you get a laceration, they put super glue in it, put it together.
I still do
seconds.
That.
Right.
Same here.
Yeah,
that's what it was
that
originally designed for. Believe it or not.
I had no idea that's what it was originally designed for.
But then you got the little babies who said that it's not sanitary, and so it got pulled off the market, and now it's super glue.
Do that one more time.
Because they got the stuff now. I'm not going to do that. But now they have liquid bandage.
Yes.
Which is the
same thing.
Thank you.
It's just called liquid bandage.
They just repackaged it.
Got to rebrand it. That's marketing at its finest for you.
So, Back information, background a little bit on the bio for the technology of ClearBra. It was a urethane material developed in the Vietnam War. It was basically with the U.S. helicopters crashing due to damage on the leading edge of like their rotor blades. So leading edge is the blades of everything facing forward. So on aircraft, when you have the aircraft right here, those are called the leading edges.
Got it.
Why do I know that? Because In-N-Out's certified to work on aircraft. For all your pilots out there, we can just let you know our FBO is Colorado Springs, and yes, we are certified and can go clean your aircraft. But that was what it was originally designed for. So the military kind of worked with 3M to develop a technology that's going to be lightweight, resilient, and be kind of a fraction of the cost, if you will, for instead of replacing like a whole rotor blade. So in the 70s, that's where it kind of came out. In the 80s, NASCAR was like, hey, that's pretty cool. So they use that because advertisers on those cars, it's not cheap to advertise in NASCAR.
No.
Right? So those guys pay a lot of money to get the decals put on. So they had to try to engineer and come up with a way to save their advertisers money. So what they did is they got with 3M. They started using ClearBra in the 80s. In fact, let me go ahead and add to that. But wait, there's more. We offer a product, and we have it. It's called Track Wrap. It's made by Expel, and it's exactly what it says. It's for the track, super easy. You put it on all front leading edges or the front facing of all the vehicles that can run the track, like a PPIR, a sponsor of ours. You put it on, easy to put on. You're done at the track. You peel it off, throw it away, inexpensive.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like
cool.
Super rad.
Really?
In-N-Out offers that, so you have to stop by.
Can you put that on bikes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So basically in the 90s, urethane film, kind of they made it available to the consumer. That's it. That's kind of a quick bio on that.
That's kind of cool. I enjoyed that story.
Well, I'm glad that you did. Can you pay some bills for us and get us out?
Right. All right, guys, you are listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio. That's 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, brought to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by American Battery, Havana Grill, Pikes Peak International Raceway, Alpine Motors, and in partnership with the 365 Grand Club and its properties. And we will be right back.
Thank you.
missed.
What'd I do?
You missed were talking, it. Went right over your head.
You were talking
head.
Oh, yeah, tell about me. The light. And you're,
I don't know. You said something
discharge.
Like a light discharge. Ultra discharge. It sounds like one of my sisters having a bad week.
God, I totally missed that.
You did.
I'm like, what the fuck? Yes.
Bob had to go down over here and have it. Ashley couldn't hold it up, and I'm holding it like, you missed the funniest joke I had today? You missed it?
It went so over your good.
Head? Welcome back. Finish line. Too much fun. I sure wish we had more time than what we have. we're going to jump right in. American-battery.com. Go online. Check out American Battery. They've got everything from cell phone chargers, battery chargers. In fact, if you mention the finish line when you go over there or you call up, talk to Steve. He's going to give you 10% off any batteries that you buy. Great guy. And I believe he's going to be here next week. So hopefully we look forward to that. Yeah. American-battery.com. So back to the paint protection film. We got a few minutes left. So I'm going to skip and go really, really, really quick in this. Like, what is in a clear film and how's it break down? So there's actually four parts to it. They have a clear coat. Then they have underneath that the polyurethane. Then they have the acrylic adhesive. And then a polyester release liner.
That's thick.
It is. I think all in all, you're looking at about 4, maybe 5 mils.
8 mils.
Okay.
8, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. You're looking at 11 mils. My bad. And that's
so mils.
Mils. Right?
We're looking at mils.
Mils.
We're all agreeing?
Yes.
Mils? All right.
Sure.
So basically on your car coat, you're going to have about anywhere from 4 to 7 mils. So basically think about your, we went over clear coat and base coat and all that a couple episodes back. So the urethane film that we're going to put on, the PPF, paint protection film, is going to be almost twice as thick as your clear coat and your paint. That's how much you're going to get as far as protection.
Okay, so when you do the whole clear bra and stuff like that, what about like when it, you know, discolors what, yellowing or whatever, or like bubbles and peeling off and stuff like that? Does that happen a lot?
I can't speak about other shops, but I know that if it's properly applied, you know, we're a factory trained at Spell Install Center. It's virtually invisible to the naked eye. So you're not going to inhibit the depth and clarity of your factory paint, but over time is what you're asking, right?
Yes, yeah, in the long run.
So if you've done any kind of research on the internet, you're going to see individuals and you're going to have them reading and everything, or you're going to read about their, you know, horror stories. But yeah, so the Expel product does not yellow, bubble, fade, or any of that. And that's what they put in writing, and then they protect against the rock chip.
So that's the good stuff, Expel.
Yeah, it's got
your stuff is the good stuff.
You can get blistering. It's one of these small little air pockets, and that's just a couple reasons for that. You know, I built a garage inside my garage. That's an install room. It's a.
You like that?
Boxes. I got the boxes. Yeah.
Little boxes, little boxes. So you can get like contamination underneath that, meaning there could be dust and debris. Hence the fact that I made a sterile room. You know, a box inside the box. So if you have tire shine or anything oily floating around, even at the minute smallest level, and it gets caught underneath that film, mm-hmm. the film's not going to adhere to the surface.
So that'll start a bubble?
That'll start a bubble. Or dust. You can get dust. Now, I'm going to be honest. You're never going to hit it. Even when I was at Expel Factory, we're going to do a really, really, really good job. You're never, ever, 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 ever going to hit 1,000. You know, there's going to be some imperfection somewhere. It's just a matter of how bad is it going to be.
Right.
Peeling, again, that's going to come down to the installer. So we do a lot of wrap around the edges. So there's companies, there's people installs out there that they'll do like a cut. Right?
Put it right to like the edge?
Yeah.
To where you can get that like little nick, start peeling up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So if you're going to go, whether you come in and out or not for your clear bra,
wrap it up
ask
good.
To have it wrapped around. That's right, wrap it up. So when it comes to keeping your new vehicle looking good, you're probably going to want to do some research. You know, definitely research. Find out the product you want to use. We only use the highest grade products at our facility. Some high-grade film, which kind of brings me to sum everything up, because I know we just jumped on that, the car protective, you know, paint protective film. We got all of our products in, and I've been pumping it up for a while. We have 22 products to help you maintain your vehicle.
Can you give us a small list of what you got?
Come on down and check it out.
Yeah, dude, we got 22. I can tell you. We got the best stuff on the market. It's all professional-grade stuff that we would use on your car, but it's now packaged for the consumer.
Awesome.
Good stuff.
Okay. I don't want the list anyways.
I don't think you're going to get it.
I don't think so either.
Check your inbox.
You can go find it down on Janitel Road.
That's right, 2930 Janitel Road off I-25 and Circle. And so we got everything from like car wash soap to Iron Buster. We got water spot remover, leather conditioner.
What's an Iron Buster?
It's for iron. It busts the iron. Hence the name, Iron Buster. Buster.
Ah.
I got it now, mate.
I don't.
But we got, you know, wax, well, compounds. You know, we don't believe in wax, really. We have gloss and stuff to help you with your...
Shine.
Yeah. Tire shine. We got fabric cleaner. We got all-purpose.
Little sparkle.
Yeah. So Matt was like, Matt comes in, he goes, hey, want to get my truck washed? I was like, sweet. It's X amount of dollars. Well, I don't want to get my truck washed.
I'm like, well, what it looks good dirty.
You know, daddy's got bills, you know? And, you know,
right?
But yeah, you know, no one comes in
there. Oh.
Nah.
Ding, 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 ding. We're so glad she's quick, folks. She's That's here. Awesome. She's fast. She's Ashley. So I know that you were talking about you wanted to get some rain deflectors on your truck.
I did, because mine, they got broketed.
Broketed?
Yeah, with the hail and stuff. So I need to replace them.
What, rain deflectors?
The little rain shields on the side.
Oh, on your window.
Yeah, for when you live in a state that rains whenever it wants to rain. Like this state.
Right.
So I had to get those so I can still leave my windows cracked and get a little fresh air without getting rained on.
Got it. Yeah.
But they're broke, so I need to replace them.
You're like what they call a smoker, right? You smoke cigarettes in your truck.
I mean, from time to time.
That's funny. I should bring that up because we also have a product that only smokes. We are fully stocked, guys. I'm dead serious. If you come into In-N-Out Auto Salon, we have a full lineup of product that is going to help you really maintain your vehicle. And then coming in probably April, say March or April, we're going to start having DIY clinics because, you know, let's face it.
Dang.
Or snowing. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. It's Colorado. But, I mean, let's face it. We all like clean vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us like doing it ourselves. So why not go to a workshop that's free that shows you how we get it done in under an hour?
Professionally.
Yeah, with professional grade products. I mean,
right.
The best way is if you want to get like a taste of a little bit of what we got, if you go to Recon Tex Colorado Springs, RECONTECHS, ColoradoSprings.com, you'll be able to see the full product lineup that we're carrying there.
Is there a charge for this DIY class?
Nope. It's going to be absolutely free.
Nice.
Freebie.
And I think what we're going to do is the first, I don't know, 10 people that sign up for it, we're going to give them like $100 and maybe $200 credit of product.
Nice.
You know, so that way they can start using it. We can show them how it works and then explain the best way, possible scenario, what way not, stuff like that.
That'll be confirmed later, correct?
No, the date to start it.
And what you're offering?
Right.
Okay.
Because we're still coming out of winter. Everyone's, you know what I mean? We've been slammed.
Slammed.
Slammed. We had a lot of people.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm very grateful. I'm thankful, and especially the show's going well here. And, and 2019 is going to be a pretty good year, hopefully, I think.
You hiring? Just kidding.
We just hired.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool when you got kids and guys that come in from other places in the Springs. And
very cool.
They go, you know, I've seen your guys' work. I really want to work here. Da, 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 da. And,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What a great feeling.
Yeah, yeah, especially because, you know, you can actually, you know, create and have jobs for people, so that's always a good thing.
Excellent, dude.
And part is because our customers, they keep telling their customers and liking our posts and our reviews and spreading the word, so that's always rad.
Word of mouth's the best.
Yes, it is. what you got going on? Anything? You got anything big planned this week, Ash? You said the kids are going back to school, right?
Kids, yeah, just went back to school.
Woo! Oh, you got kids, too.
Yeah, dude.
Party time.
It's like, oh my God, I'm going to get past one glass of wine tonight. I'm going to be big and do two glasses of wine.
Yeah, I love them, but they need to get edumacated, so.
Well, yeah, because someone's got to figure out how to make sandwiches.
There you go, and it's not daddy.
You know how to make a sandwich?
I can make a sandwich.
Yeah.
PB&J, call it good.
You know what's so funny is in my house, we have one or the other.
What?
We either
peanut
have
butter or jelly.
We have peanut butter or jelly. We
never
have
the
mayonnaise,
same thing.
No mustard.
Kool-Aid, but no sugar.
Kool-Aid, but no sugar. You know what I mean? It's one or the other.
It's off Friday. You never heard that?
Oh, no.
Cereal, no milk. Cream, no sugar.
Better put some water up in there. We do want to thank all of our sponsors, Dana, PPIR, Pikes Peak International Raceway. We love them. We love In-N-Out Auto Salon. We like 365 Grand Properties. American-battery.com. Hit Steve up. He's giving away rad 10% on all batteries.
Alpine Motors.
That's right. Ash, the rest is up to you.
Havana Grill.
Gosh, yes. Go down there. Empanada.
Grab some grub.
That's it.
And that's it for this week of The Finish Line. You're listening to us on KRDO Radio. That's 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Brought to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with the 365 Grand Club and Properties. And sponsored by American Battery, Havana Grill, Pikes Peak International Raceway, and Alpine Motors. And we'll see you next week.
Catch you later.
You've been listening to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs, 365 Grand Club and Properties, and the American Battery Corporation. Join Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.